Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller about the Indianola City Council study session Monday evening.
All right, well, the council also held a study session kind of going over a bunch of different things, wrapping up the year and looking forward to the next year. Talk a little bit about what was talked about in that study session.
Yeah, I mean, it was great meetings yesterday with the council meeting and then the study session. On the study session, the first item, Public Works Director Keelish Powell talked about the SUDAS, which is the Statewide Urban Design and Specifications. These are a set of uniform standards that most communities around the state have adopted. Talks how a pipe is buried, when a road is constructed, the different specifications for that. It helps with creating uniformity, helps with maintenance and customer service aspects. The city currently does not have those specifications, so kudos to the staff here. Going through, it's quite an extensive document, but going through and identifying things that are the Indianola way, what kind of manholes, what kind of water mains, and just things that are specific. So then we have a uniform set. So when a development goes in, these are the specifications that we look for when they put in infrastructure and things like that. So it's a great tool for the community to help protect that investment in the infrastructure and other areas like that. So AP provided just an overview of what that is, why it's important, and seek any direction. So the feedback was positive. We'll get that scheduled for upcoming council consideration. In addition to that, our Public Works Director also had a follow-up presentation from the one that we provided in July. So in July, our engineer provided an overview of the pavement indexing study. So we've got great data understanding the conditions of our roads. And so the conversation last night was, okay, we know this data. We know which roads are good, which ones are bad, and which ones are fair. And we wanted to get some direction from council of some different best practices that we could pursue in order to extend the life of our infrastructure, but at a fraction of the cost. So they gave us the green light to explore. It's a process called grind and overlay. It would not be for every road, but it's something that is worth exploring. To give you an idea, and this was an example that was used, in order to restructure a street that's in fair condition, would cost about $2 million. But the same token, this other practice, you can perform a function called grind and overlay, spend about $700,000, still extend the life about 20 years, but at a fraction of the cost, which allows us to then spend the money that's needed on other roads as well. So we've got some additional homework that we need to do, and we'll be bringing back that stuff at a subsequent study session. And then the last item, our CFO, Andy Lent, provided an overview of where we're at with our budget process. A lot of work has been done already. There's still a lot more data that we need, evaluations from the county, some other things, so we can really kind of complete that budget process. As Andy mentioned last night at the council meeting, the two big factors incorporated in this draft budget are the three additional firefighters that was part of this 2018 staffing study, and then the need to hire a rental inspector. State code mandates this. Once we hit a certain population threshold, we're pretty sure we're going to hit that, and so we need to be prepared. So a lot of stuff happening. It was a great meeting. It was a long meeting, but a lot of productivity in those meetings.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.